Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless your holy and bless your righteous name. Most gracious Father, we come on this morning with a grateful heart. We come on this morning rejoicing that you have called us to come. We thank you for the strength to come, Father, for life, for breath, for health. Father God, the things we mostly take for granted, we are not taking for granted this morning. Father God, and we bless you. We say thank you for watching over us, Father God, as we slept and we slumber, and ushering us into a brand new spanking day, a day that you have made. And Father God, we come rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. As we come on this morning, Father, we want to confess every sin of omission and commission. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your faithfulness to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, Father God, we love you on today. Hallelujah. There's nobody, nobody, nobody. There's nobody like you. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this day. Now, we thank you for it, and we surrender the day back to you, Father, that you would unfold this day according to your goodness and according to your mercies and according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Father. Thank you for your people. Thank you, Father, for everything that you are doing, have done, and will do. And we bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Thank you, Lord. Now, Father, we commit this service into your hands, that you and you alone will be glorified in it, and your people will be edified. And we just want to say thank you, God, not just for a new day, but this is a new week. Father, this is a new month. And it definitely is a new season. And we say thank you, Father, because you make all things new. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father, she taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen and bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries as we are mentoring kingdom leadership by lifting up the name of the Lord. We pray that everybody had a beautiful, restful weekend. Oh, my God, Lord, we just pray that you just, your heart's desire was full. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God for our services here on yesterday. Amen. Glory be to God, how the Lord blessed us. Amen. I want to thank God. I had an opportunity to spend some time with my grandchildren, which was a blessing indeed. Amen. We want to thank God. And I got some rest. I had to rest when they went home. They went home yesterday. I went straight for the bed. But it was the best sleep. I'm telling you, it's the best sleep. Glory be to God. And so we are just grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. For all that the Lord has done. So if you're a first-time visitor with our ministry, we welcome you in the name of the Lord. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep coming back. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I'm the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Amen. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. So please, amen, do not be a stranger. Just come on in. And the first time we call you friend, amen. But if you come back a second time, we adopting you as family. Amen. And so we want to thank God for our family. Amen. We are a group of God-fearing people. Amen. We are loyal to him. We love him. We are being sanctified by the word. And I'm telling you, we are definitely not who we used to be. Amen. So we bless the Lord. This is a very special week coming up, saints. Amen. Sunday is Mother's Day. Amen. Actually, y'all know my philosophy. Amen. I believe that there are no special holidays. What I mean by that is when we talk about Christmas, I believe every day is the spirit of Christmas. Why? Because we should be giving all year long. Why? Every day is a spirit of thanksgiving. Why? Because we should be thankful every day. See? Glory be to God. And beloved, every day is really every day is your birthday. Not just one day a year. I believe every day is a spirit of your birthday. See? And the same as for especially for Mother's Day. Shame on us if you wait till one day a year to honor your mother. Shame on you. Shame on you. Amen. Because he who honors their mother and father, the Lord promised us a long life. If you honor your mother and father, that's how the Lord thinks about moms and dads. Hello, they not perfect, neither are you. See? But we must honor them. Amen. And you know what? And they may not be your maternal mother, you know. Glory be to God. We have stepmoms. We had godmothers. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, maybe you have a mother in the spirit, you know, somebody that's mentoring you, coaching you, loving you, beloved. Amen. So we just want to thank God. Amen. So we're looking forward to this weekend, a very special weekend for Mother's Day. But as again, every day, amen, is a spirit, amen, of Mother's Day. Amen. Whenever I visit my mother, I try not to go empty-handed. Even if I got to stop by and pick up some flowers, or she wanted something the other day, I went and got it for her. You know what I mean? Give her a little piece of money, you know, get whatever I could do. Why? Because I realize, beloved, that one day she ain't going to be here. And then I say that now, and I might go first, but we don't know who's going next. I'm not saying that. See? But if we go in the order of things, the way God has lined it up, okay? And God has lined it up where our parents are supposed to precede us in death. And, you know, I just don't want to look back with no regrets. I just don't want to look back, you know what I mean, and say, I wish I could have, should have. I wish I didn't give a hard time. I wish I wasn't so hard-headed. I wish I was a little bit more loving. I don't want to experience that. See? And I've done enough of that already. Amen? And so we bless be the name of the Lord. So today, amen, we just want to bless the Lord. Please meet us at the altar of prayer today. Amen, at 12 o'clock. Amen, and back again at 9 o'clock, and we bless the Lord. All right. Now, yesterday, amen, glory be to God. We want to thank God. Amen. If you missed yesterday's message, you definitely want to pull that up. Amen, and listen to that. Amen, glory be to God. And we talked about reaping a harvest. Amen, a full harvest. Amen, glory be to God. Yes, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Hallelujah, because your seed has unlimited potential. The seed that you plant has a potential of reaping unlimited harvest, an unlimited harvest. My God, Jesus. The same way that farmer, when he put that seed in the ground, he don't have to go in there every season and keep putting seed in the ground. That one seed, a reap him a harvest, season after season. He has a harvest of crop, season after season, for years to come, for that seed. Oh, boy, if you missed yesterday's teaching, you might want to go and pull that up. Amen, and we bless be the name of the Lord. Now, today we want to talk about being loaded. Talk about being loaded. Amen. Glory be to God. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Glory be to God. And we bless Jesus. Beloved, amen. I know most of you know people, and some of you may be that way yourself. And, you know, people that sit around and, you know, they daydream, you know, what they, you know, would do if they had got their hands on a lot of money. You know, beloved, look, let me tell y'all something. I'm not afraid to confess my faults. Glory be to God, because I'm still a work in progress. That's why I can, the Lord can use me to preach and teach to you the way I do, because he's still working on me. I remember, beloved, amen, the years, amen, when I would play the lottery. And I would play the lottery when I was tempted, and I yield to the temptation, especially when the Powerball. I went for the big money. I ain't got time for all that, you know, other stuff. Amen. But when it got up there to 400 million, 500 million, 600 million, you know, very few of us, amen, if we would be honest, we could probably all say we had at least one ticket, because you only need one ticket to win. All right, and I didn't spend no whole bunch of money, but I buy a couple tickets here. And I know some people, they don't play, but they sure their spouse went around the corner to buy it. Baby, go ahead, what you got? They made sure that they was representing somebody in their family had a ticket. Now, y'all say what y'all want to say, all right. But anyhow, all right, and so I remember, and but let me tell you this. I remember one time, amen, when I was going through, amen, I think the Powerball was up to like 500 million, 600 million, something crazy. And when somebody else hit that thing, I think I fell into a little mild depression. I say I fell into a little mild depression because I was saying all the things I could do for the Lord and for his kingdom. We're going back some years ago, beloved. Amen. We're going back maybe about 12, 15 years. Amen. And I was thinking about all the things I could do for the Lord's kingdom. And I fell in a little depression. Mm-hmm. But you know, people, amen, you talk to children, they talk about what they would do when they grow up. You talk about, you know, people, what they would do if they hit the lottery, if they get with a publisher's clearing house, you know what I mean? You know, wherever the money coming from, wherever, you know what I mean? Nothing really illegal about it. We're not talking about robbing a bank or nothing like that, but we're just talking about, you know, if God would bless me with all this mega money, this is what I would do. Glory be to God. Some people are very selfish. You see the news reporters, they talk to people. What would you do? And everything is about them. And that's probably why they ain't getting nothing either. You know, I would do this, and I would do, and I would go on vacation, and me. See, some people are very selfish. Then you got some other people, amen, what they would do for other people. I would do this, and I would do that, and I would do that. Glory be to God. There was just one man, glory be to God, who I think he had won some type of lottery or something, and I think he got $50 million. He donated the whole thing to the church. He donated to the whole, and let me tell you something. I don't know who his pastor is. I'll tell you one thing. I bet you that pastor didn't turn that money down. I bet you that pastor blessed that money and made a deposit. I bet you. Huh? Glory be to God. So some people say they're going to do something, then they don't do it. And some people say all the stuff they're going to do, and they're not going to do, and they're doing anyhow. So we all have visions. Amen, beloved. And I have my goals laid out, you know, not by hitting no lottery. Amen. But then again, there is a lottery that you can hit. And that's what we want to talk about in a minute, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. I already know what God has put on my heart. Amen. For the kingdom. Amen. I know what God has already put on my heart. Amen. To establish a legacy. Amen. In my family. Why? Because it's time for us to leave our family more than a funeral bill. Especially in the black community. See? And our parents and our foremothers and forefathers died and then leave you nothing. And our Caucasian brothers and sisters, you know what I mean? They grieving because their heart is hurt. But let me tell you something. But there's another part of them. Amen. They got something to look forward to, because right after the repast, if they can, I used to work at a bank. And those Jewish people would be at the bank, amen, transacting business, and they hadn't even buried the body yet. See? Because they got a conversation. What'd he leave you, man? What'd he leave you, brother? What'd he leave you? See? They count money. They count houses. They count cars. See? They count legacy for generations to come. But in the black community, see? All we want to leave our children is a funeral bill. You can't leave nobody a house that you renting.
We don't even have real estate to pass down to them. And the real sad part of it, most of us won't even have an insurance policy. We got to pass the cup or go to GoFundMe to put you in the ground. And when you can't come up with the money, they just say burn them. They really want to be cremated, but we heard we can do a cremation for about $700, and we think we can hustle up $700. Saints, it's sad. It is so sad. Glory be to God. When God tells us strictly in his word that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. Beloved, let me tell you, in certain societies and certain group environments, they have that legacy laid out 20, 30, 40, 50 years to come, if the Lord, longer than that. Children born with a silver spoon in their mouth to the extent, see, maybe not filthy, filthy, filthy rich, but they taken care of. Oh, they taking care of. See, and I said, if God bless me and God promised me that if I delight myself in him, he's going to grant me the desires of my heart. See, I said, not another one, because I was homeless. I lived in the car. I lived in the streets. Y'all know my testimony. Y'all know my testimony about 9 years ago. See, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If God helping me, Lord's willing, if God's helping me, my family will never have to live in the streets again. What a, why? Because with my wealth, beloved, amen, glory be to God. And when I say wealth, I'm not talking millionaire, billionaire right now, but I'm getting there. Hold on 1 second. My next piece of property is going to be an investment property, mortgage paid off in full. Family house. My family will not be able to mortgage it. They can't sell it. They can't do nothing. This house stays in the family until the world is gone. If you ever need a place to live in the Bradford family, you go to this house, baby. And I ain't talking about nothing in the hood either. I ain't talking about nothing in the hood. All you're going to have to do, glory be to God, is pay the electric, the gas, and the taxes. And guess what? If you get backed up on that, it's going to be a fund in reserve. You ain't going to worry about losing this house with no taxes. That's my mindset. Why? Because our Caucasian brothers and sisters are doing it. And if they can do it, why can't we? Our Caucasian brothers and sisters, their children get married. Huh? They get married and they done moved into a house and they ain't been married for 3 months. Why? Because it's structured that way. It's structured that way. They're their own banker by utilizing a whole life insurance policies. A financial management. And they got it going on. Oh, you might not think it so because of the way they dress it. See, they dressing down, riding average cars, and you think, oh, let me tell you something. They're taken care of. You won't see their children in the welfare line and homeless. But let me, we have to start thinking different. We got to start thinking different. Glory be to God. When you go into those houses, you ever go to somebody's houses and you look on their mantelpiece and you see, and you know, you say, who's that lady? That's my great-great-grandma. And who's that? That's my great-grandpa. You know why their picture's on their mantelpiece? Because they left them something. Because they left them something. Beloved, you want to live a life that when you long gone, amen, the Lord tarry, your picture is on somebody's mantelpiece. So we'll never get there until we start thinking different. And so you have these people here, you know, they think about, you know, what they would do with the money and what they would do with the money. And that's okay. It's good to think like that because the Bible says as a man thinketh, so is he. Good to think that way. Glory be to God. But beloved, If you are also among those who dream of striking it rich someday, I want to tell you that you don't have to fantasize about being rich anymore. If you are a child of God, you've already struck it rich. You have been given a treasure that will make boundless wealth accessible to you for the rest of your life. You are already a spiritual trillionaire. I said, Jeff Bezos ain't got nothing on you. Oprah Winfrey, Greenspan, glory be to God, Tyler Perry, T.D. Jakes, they ain't got nothing on you. Because you are already a spiritual millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire. However, for you to derive benefit from what God has provided, beloved, you have to learn how to tap into these vast resources. When we look, beloved, in the book of Colossians, let's look in the book of Colossians, chapter number 3. I just want to read a couple verses, and I want to show you the verse that I want to focus on. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 says, put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father through him. Amen. Wasn't that a beautiful portion of scripture? Wow. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Awesome. Look at verse 16, beloved. It says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Beloved, this morning I want us to take a look at that word richly. See, it comes from a very old Greek word that describes incredible abundance, extreme wealth, enormous affluence, great prosperity, immense riches, magnificent opulence, extravagant lavishness. Paul uses this word, beloved, to let us know that if, somebody say if, write that down in your notebook this morning, if, this is conditional, if we will receive the word of God in the right way, somebody put right way, because it's a way that seemeth right to a man, but it ain't right. If we will receive the word of God in the right way, beloved, if we give the word of God a warm reception and make it feel at home in our lives, the Bible says it will enrich us spiritually. Thus, beloved, this word in the Greek can make us spiritual billionaires, spiritual millionaires, richly. Glory be to God. So when we read Colossians 3:16, beloved, amen, with the Greek definition, amen, we read it like this. It can be read like this. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Throw open the doors. Roll out the red carpet and give it a grand reception. If you'll let the word dwell in you in this way, it will produce an amazing amount of spiritual wealth in your life. Oh, bless the Lord. Beloved, you may ask, how can the word make us spiritually rich? Well, Paul continues to tell us what the word can produce in us if we allow it to do so. Underline that word if. It's conditional. If you do this, gotta do that. If you do this, gotta do that. Paul tells us, beloved, he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Oh, my God, I'm full already. Just on that one verse, I'm full already. Beloved, these words describe people so full of the word of God that their entire being is affected. You know anybody like that? Maybe it's you. I'm not talking about grabbing the word here, grabbing the word there, a little bit there, just going to church on Sundays, you know what I mean? No, I'm talking about people that are full of the word. I tell you, your cup is running over. Just possessed with the Holy Ghost. Full of the word. Glory, every time they open their mouth, here come the word in their conversations. Amen. They might not be quoting scriptures for scriptures, but it is their point of reference for their thoughts. It is their point of reference for their conversations. It is their point of reference. Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Glory be to God. I'm talking about people, beloved, whose hearts are so full of joy. Their minds are flooded with wisdom and understanding, and their mouths are singing songs to the Lord. You know, people like that, every time they open their mouth, here come a song. Here they singing again. Yep, hey, I'm singing again. Yeah, I'm singing again. I'm singing. Yep, I'm singing an old song, a new song. I'm making up songs. Glory be to God. But this is what the Lord requires, beloved. Hallelujah. With this type of attitude describes people who've struck it rich spiritually. They're rich. They're spiritual billionaires. You wouldn't be lying if you went around and said, you know what, yeah, I'm associated with a couple billionaires. Yeah, I've got a couple of trillionaires in my circle. Matter of fact, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Glory be to God. Why? Glory, because I'm full of the word of God. My heart is full of joy. My mind is flooded with God's wisdom and God's understanding. My mouth is singing songs to the Lord. Yeah, I done suck it rich. I done hit the jackpot, baby. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Glory, beloved, this is the type of environment you need to be in. We just came out of T.D. Jakes Leadership Summit last week. My God, I'm still on high. I'm still on high. I can't even talk about it right now, and I'm still digesting it. Matter of fact, I got to go back and listen to some of this again because it's still available to us this week. It's just a, huh? Glory be to God. But as you got to make sure that you're in a winning environment. You can't take an apple seed and go take it over there in the cornfield, thinking it's gonna grow. What you do with the apple seed? I put it over there with the corn. No, baby, you got to put the apple seeds over here with the apples. You got to make sure you're in a winning environment. Those of us that are looking for new friends, those of us that are looking for new association, this is the type of people you need to be looking to associate with. But because you attract who you are, you got to begin by becoming that person yourself. Oh, let God change your saints. Let God fill you up. God, if you can use anybody, use me. Let God anoint you with fresh oil till your cup runneth over. You become that person, and it'll be easier for you, amen, to find other people just like you. Let me tell you, God has a group of people that love him. God has a group of people. Glory be to God. You're not by yourself. You ain't the only one living holy. You ain't the only one living right. You ain't the only one, baby. You just don't know too many of them. Huh? Glory be to God. But this is, amen. Why? Because if you notice, rich people hang around with rich people. And it's a reason for that, and I ain't going to get into that this morning. It's a reason that rich people run. I don't say that they don't associate with people less fortunate. They do. They go visit them. They go bless them. You know what I mean? But they ain't hanging out with them. They ain't going to their parties, and you might probably won't get invited to theirs either. They ain't chilling out in your neighborhood. Rich people hang around with rich people. See, matter of fact, the Bible tells us, amen, that the rich, amen, won't even hear a poor man. If the poor man came to them with the gospel of Jesus Christ, they won't even listen. The scripture tells you that. In the book of Proverbs, because they say, well, God, because God all that, why are you poor? See, that's why in this last day, beloved, God is making us millionaires, billionaires. I'm moving over a little bit. We're coming back to the spiritual, but physically, because it got to happen in the spiritual before it can happen in the physical, because then Oprah can look at you and say, how you get here? See, God got to give it to you first before he can send you on that level of influence with the T.D. Jakes, with the Tyler Perry, with the Oprah. He got to make you rich first, because they ain't going to be listening. They ain't going to hear nothing you got to say if you come in there with your hands out. Oh, my God, if you come in with a hand up, glory be to God, and a testimony, and say, let me tell you what God did for me. Now everybody want to hear. See, they writing books on you, glory be to God, and everybody want to know your story. See, so we see, beloved, that so certain people, they hang together. But, beloved, I'm telling you, glory be to God, hallelujah, people that have struck it rich spiritually, this is the circle you want to be in. You don't want to be in that poverty mentality thinking, glory be to God. Let me tell you something about that part. That's why Jesus said the poor always among you. Because some people refuse to change. Jesus already knew that some people just wasn't going to change. They always looking for a handout. They always looking for it. And that's how they going to die. That's how they live. That's how they die. See? They always look, not a hand up. They want a hand out. See? It's a mindset. See? It's a mindset. So Jesus said that the poor will be among you always, beloved. Amen. But we see all throughout God's word, amen, where God wants us to think differently, glory be to God, and to get into and be around those type of people, birds of a feather flock together. Amen. Look, if anyone say, you always need to move in the direction that you're going. You need to be looking for people in the direction that you're going. If you want to be an engineer, you need to be trying to be making engineer friends. You need to be moving in that circle, in that winning environment. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, we see here that there's a group of people who have struck it rich spiritually. Glory be to God, because of their mindset. Amen. Because they're full of the word of God. So negative people, glory be to God, the negative people, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Now this is how negative people think. Negative people always think it's a shortage. Well, you know, it's a shortage of men. It's a shortage of women. Well, you know, they said it's a shortage of corn. It's a shortage of water. You know, it's a shortage of chicken. Yeah, because you know, it's a shortage. It's a shortage of this. See, that's that mindset. But look, you got to move into the abundance mentality, not the shortage mentality. You got to know it ain't a shortage of nothing. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It ain't no shortage of water. It might be a shortage of clean water. It ain't no shortage of no water. Ain't no shortage of nothing. See? But you see those people, they always see the glass half empty. They always see the glass half empty. Beloved, let me tell you something. That spirit is very contagious. I ain't never had, you know, my family, we ain't never had nothing. I ain't, we was all born in poverty, you know what I mean? So I probably die, you know what I mean? Yeah, well, everybody in my family, they died by the age of 50 with cancer. So, you know what I mean? I'm looking at, you know, the ship out of here in a couple of days. Baby, you better get away from that as fast as you can. You better get away from that type of mentality, beloved. Telling you why you can't do it. You can't do it because ain't nobody black ever did that. Ain't no way possible that can be done. Ain't no way. What? You got to be kidding. Tell Amanda Gordon that. You got to be kidding. See? Beloved, but you got to get in the right environment. You got to get in the right environment. Huh? Because it's very contagious. It's very contagious. But before you can move in the right environment, amen, you have to be changed by God's word because you attract what you are. See, and you talk to these, you know, young girls and young boys. Yeah, well, when I grow up and I want to marry somebody rich and I want to marry somebody. It ain't nothing wrong with thinking like that, but you attract who you are. So why don't you start working, getting your credit together? So you want somebody rich, amen, millionaire, billionaire, and you got a 400 credit score. All right, let me move on. All right, so beloved, amen. So, amen. So this describes people who have struck it rich spiritually. Beloved, it is a fact, as I close on this morning, that when the word of God really comes to feel at home in you, when the word of God is dwelling lavishly inside your heart, the Bible tells us it enriches you with the wisdom, with the gifts, and the power you need for today. You become so filled with the riches of God that you automatically find yourself admonishing and encouraging other people in their faith. Beloved, that's rich. Oh, that's the real definition of rich. When the word of God dwells in you richly, there's always a song of rejoicing in your heart. I was in the library one day and just sitting at the computer and humming and singing. And there was this Caucasian lady on the other side of me. And I looked over and I said, hi, how you doing? She said, hi. I want to be like you. I said, excuse me? She said, I want to know what's making you sing. She said, what is it that got you over here singing? She said, that's what I want to know. And it gave me an opportunity to witness to that lady in the lobby. Baby, that's rich. When you're going through something, make a song out of it. We want to thank God for our brother Reed and all he does in this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Brother Reed, get on the phone. And we know that the devil's been trying to, you know, really hijack his joy, hijack his thunder. He come right on the call and start singing. He make up a song. He'll just make up a song. He said, I refuse to go down like that. He just make up a song in the midst of his trial, in the midst of his, baby, that's rich. That's what the spirit is saying. That's the definition of rich. You rich and you don't even know it. Beloved, when you are filled with the word to this extent, those inward spiritual riches will easily flow out of you to bring life to everyone around you. By using this word richly, Paul is painting a picture of what the word of God will produce for you if There's the word if you allow it to take up residency in you and become a vital part of your life. So, beloved, if you're tired of striving with no results, anybody tired of striving with no results? If you're tired of feeling spiritually weak and worn out with nothing to offer, stop where you are today. Don't take another step without making the decision to let God's word play a more important role in your life. And as you do, the word of God will enrich you with spiritual wisdom and insight. It will put victory in your heart and a song in your mouth. It will turn you into a spiritual trillionaire. Oh, yeah, baby. You can spend that. It will enrich your life so much that you'll always have something spiritually to donate, spiritually to bequeath, or to freely share with someone else. Because you sure enough can't give nothing you don't have. I don't have the tangible finances yet, but such as I have, give I unto you. I can make a spiritual donation, Pastor. I ain't got no finances right now. The finances are still coming. They on the way. They on the way. But I can make a spiritual donation. I can bequeath something spiritually. I don't have nothing, and the physical is still manifesting, but I got something to share over here in the spiritual, because spiritually, I'm a millionaire, I'm a billionaire, I'm a trillionaire. Beloved, believe it and receive it. Believe it and receive it. Now, since you are a spiritual billionaire, what you going to do with all that loot? In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you. And we ask you, Father God, to help us to become so full of the word of God that our entire being is affected by its life-giving truth. As we dwell on your word and let it live inside our hearts, Father, let our hearts be filled with joy, our minds flooded with wisdom and understanding, Father, and our mouths filled with songs. Lord, we know that your word will take us to the richest spiritual place that we've ever known in our life. So help us, Father. Make your word feel at home in our hearts so we can start living each day like we struck it rich spiritually. And we thank you and we bless you and we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right. Hallelujah. That's the word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Know this Mother's Day, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. As we are giving gifts, receiving gifts. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That you already got everything you need. Amen. Hallelujah. Because spiritually, you're a billionaire. Amen. So let us start making deposits into the lives of others. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. In form of announcements today. All right, let me see. Altar prayer. We'll be there at 12 o'clock, and we'll be back at 9 o'clock, Lord's willing. And we're really looking forward to this week, Sunday, Mother's Day. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we just want to thank God. We have a special guest that's going to be with us on this Mother's Day. Amen. Coming, amen, to minister to the mothers. Amen. And the Lord had me to pick a man. Amen. Had me to pick a man, amen, to talk to the mother. So we just want to thank God for it in Jesus' name. All right, saints, that's it, that's it, that's it. Amen, hallelujah. We're looking forward to a good day, a good week. Amen, glory be to God. And God, we say thank you for leading us and guiding us, directing us. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we cancel bad news, we cancel tears, we cancel sorrow, we cancel premature death. We cancel it, Father. We cancel it. Father God, thank you. Father God, if we can watch a movie for an hour, 2 hours, if we can get on social media for 1 or 2 hours, if we can talk to Father God and text and talk and do all that for 1 and 2 hours, if we can sleep, Father God, if we can do all this other stuff, surely, Father God, we can make a sacrifice to put in a little bit more time in your presence and in your word today. Father God, help us to get to that point where your word dwells in us richly. We're on the overflow, on the overabundance, Father God, because it's only then that we become a spiritual billionaire, trillionaire. Some of us are trillionaires. On our way, Father God, we don't move from tens to hundreds to thousands to millions. The billions to trillions, and I don't even know what comes after trillion. I think it's quadrillion or something crazy. Help us to reach that crazy place in you, Father. And we say thank you and we bless you. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve today, Father. Bless them, anoint them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bless you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. And we seal this prayer, we seal this service, Father God, by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we say thank you, God, for your divine surprises today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling into potential faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, 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 and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is a spell. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and he definitely is the Lord of lords. Amen and amen.
You are good, and your mercy endures forever. Say it again, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody!
Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. Amen. Glory. Go on with your bad self, you spiritual billionaire. Amen. God bless you.